brother man. Today in the 18th day of the blessed month of Hatur, may God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the two saints, Artasis and Joanna, were martyred. Artasis was the daughter of pagan emperor Hadrian. Because of his great love for her, he built a special small room where she could be away from people. Artasis thought always about the vanity of the world and the end of life. Day and night, she asked for guidance towards the right way. In a vision at night, she saw a person who told her, "Bring Joanna, the virgin, the daughter of Philosphorin. And she will teach you the way of the Lord." When Artasis woke from her sleep, her soul rejoiced, and she sent for Joanna, who came to her at once. Princess Artasis met Joanna, bowed down before her, and embraced her. Joanna started to tell her the reason for the incarnation of the Son of God, starting with the creation of Adam and how he was expelled from paradise, the coming down of the flood, and the renewal of the creation once more, the reason for worshiping idols, the appearance of God to Abraham, the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, how the prophets proclaimed the coming of the Son of God, his coming down from heaven and his incarnation to the Virgin and the salvation of the world from the hand of Satan. She made her clear to Artasis what a godly people will receive, and that's heavenly grace in eternal life. When the Virgin Princess heard that, her soul rejoiced exceedingly. The words of Joanna were sweeter than honey to her ears, and she immediately believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory. The two virgins worshiped day and night with fasting and prayers. One night she saw the Lord Christ and the Virgin Lady, his mother, in a dream. The Lord placed his hand over their heads and blessed them. Meanwhile, her father, the emperor, had gone to war. When he came back, his daughter was betrothed to be married. Before the wedding ceremony, her father asked her to offer incense to the god Apollo before getting ready for her bridegroom. She told him, "Father, how could you forsake the God of heaven and earth and worship defiled idols? Turn, O my father, to God who created you and in whose hands is your life and death." When her father heard these words, he had never heard from her before, he asked who taught her that. She told him it was Joanna, the daughter of Philosophorin, who corrupted her mind. She ordered them both to be burned. They took them outside the city, arrayed in their beautiful garments and their jewelry. Their slaves and handmaidens were crying. All the people of the city were sorry for the youth of these two saints. And they asked them to submit to the emperor's wish by offering incense to the idols, but they could not, would not turn from their decision. When they dug the pit and lit the fire, the two saints held each other's hands and they cast themselves into the fire. They stood in the fire, turned their faces toward the east and prayed, and many had seen them. After the fire was out, some of the believers who were present went forward to take their bodies. They found them stuck to each other. Their garments and their jewelry were not burned. They placed the bodies in a safe place until the end of the persecution era. Then they built a great church for them. The prayer, may their prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also of the year 80 Anno Domini, Saint Philip the Apostle, one of the 12 disciples, was martyred. His lot fell to go to Africa and the surrounding regions. He went and preached there in the name of the Lord Christ. There he performed many miracles and wonders which astonished the people. After he led the people to the knowledge of God, confirming them in the faith, he went to Hierapolis, where he also led the people to the knowledge of God. The non-believers took counsel together to kill him, accusing him of disobeying the king's order that no stranger was allowed to enter their city. They jumped at him and seized him, but he smiled at them, saying, "Why do you keep yourselves away from everlasting life? And why don't you think about the salvation of your souls?" But they did not pay any attention to his words. Instead, they tortured him severely. Then they crucified him head down. During the crucifixion, an earthquake took place, and the people were terrified and ran away. Some believers arrived and wanted to untie him from the cross, but he asked them to leave him so he might finish his strife and receive his crown. He delivered his soul into the hands of Christ and received the crown of the eternal glory in the year 80 Anno Domini, and was buried there in the 6th century after Christ. His body was transferred to Rome. The Lord manifested many signs and great wonders through the body of this saint, Saint Philip. May his prayers be with us. Amen. وفيه أيضا تعيد الكنيسة بتذكار معجزة نقل الجبل المقطم، وذلك أنه في عهد البابا أبراهام بن زرعة بطريرك الثاني والستين من بطريركة الكرازة المرقسية تمت معجزة نقل الجبل المقطم الشهيرة، وذلك أنه كان للخليفة المعز لدين الله الفاطمي وزير اسمه يعقوب بن كلس يكره المسيحيين ويريد الإيقاع بهم، فدخل على الخليفة وقال له: يوجد في إنجيل المسيحيين آية تقول: لو كان لكم إمام مثل حبة خردل لكنتم تقولون لهذا الجبل انتقل من هنا إلى هناك فينتقل، ولا يخفى على أمير المؤمنين ما في هذه الأقوال من الدعاء الباطل، وللتحقق من ذلك يجب استدعاء بطريركهم ليقيم الدليل على صدق قول المسيحيين. ففكر الخليفة قليلا ثم قال: إذا كان قول المسيح هذا صحيحا فلنا فائدة عظمى، فإن الجبل الذي يكتنف القاهرة إذا ابتعد عنها يصير مركز المدينة أعظم وأوسع، وإذا لم يكن صحيحا تكون لنا حجة على اضطهاد المسيحيين. ثم دعا الخليفة الأب البطريرك وعرض عليه هذا الكلام، فطلب منه مهلة 3 أيام فأمهله، ولما خرج من لدنه جمع الأساقف الرهبان قريبين ومكثوا بكنيسة قديسة العذراء اللي هي المعلقة بمصر القديمة 3 أيام صائمين ومصلين لله. فجر اليوم الثالث ظهرت القديسة العذراء للأب البطريرك وعلامته عن إنسان دباغ قديس اسمه سمعان. سيجري الله على يديه هذه المعجزة. فاستحضره وأخذه معه جماعة من الأساقفة والكهنة والرهبان والشعب، ومثلوا بين يدين المعز وأبلغوه باستعدادهم لنقل الجبل. فخرج المعز ومعه رجال الدولة إلى قرب الجبل المقطم، فوقف الأب البطريرك ومن معه في جانب، والمعز ومن معه في جانب آخر. ثم صلى البطريرك والمسيحيون الذين معه وسجدوا 3 مرات قائلين: كيريليسون، يا رب ارحم. وكان عندما يرفع البطريرك والشعب رؤوسهم بعد كل مطانية يرتفع الجبل، وعندما كلما سجدوا ينزل إلى الأرض، وإذا صاروا صار أمامهم. فوقع الرعب في قلب الخليفة ومن معه. تقدم الخليفة من البطريرك وهتف قائلا: عظيم هو الله وتبارك اسمه، لقد أثبتتم أن إيمانكم حقيقي حي، فاطلب ما تشاء وأنا أعطيه لك. فلم يقبل البطريرك أن يطلب شيئا، ولما ألح عليه قال له: أريد تعمير الكنائس، وخاصة كنيسة القديس ماركوريوس أبو سيفين بمصر القديمة. فكتب له منشورا بذلك، قدم له من بيت المال مبلغا كبيرا، فشكره ودعا له وامتنع عن قبول المال. فازداد توقيرا عند المعز، فبنى البابا البطريرك كنيسة أبو سيفين وكنائس أخرى. وتذكارا لمعجزة نقل الجبل المقطم، أضافت الكنيسة 3 أيام إلى صوم الميلاد، فأصبح 43 يوم. عشان كده النهاردة في ثالث يوم في الصوم بتاع الميلاد، ويبدأ من بكرة 40 يوم بقى اللي هم بنصومهم في صيام الميلاد، تتقارن لل40 يوم اللي صامهم موسى على الجبل علشان يقبل الوصايا 10، كلمة الله مكتوبة على لوحين. وإحنا بنصوم 40 يوم لكي نقبل الله المتجسد من بطن الست العذراء أم النور لأجل خلاص البشرية. كذلك أخذ الكنيسة عن هذا البابا صوم يونان 3 أيام التي كان يصومها السريان. التاريخ أيضا بيقول أن المعز للدين الله الفاطمي آمن بالمسيحية وراح في أظن في الدير المحرق ودفن هناك. قيل عنه في تاريخ العالم يعني أنه هو اتجنن في آخر أيام وعزلوه، بس هو عقل الحقيقة. بركة صلوات البابا الأبرقام ابن زرع فلتكن معنا ولربنا المجد دائما أبديا. أمين. أكسياس.
Amen.